It's time to have some discussions with a couple of your favorite people from the Sonogy Morning Show in the Bay Area. Of course, you got your girl Sana. Hello again.
Yo, yo. You play up at the G-Biz.
DC is off doing something, but you probably can hear him on the Vontourage podcast whenever he does that with Von. But let's talk about this pandemic, right? Because here in the Bay Area... Yeah, I don't know where you're at across the country or whatever, and even beyond, actually, over the pond, they're still having issues with this COVID, man, flaring back up and whatnot. I don't know. You know, a lot of people are mad at Governor Newsom for how California has been handling this thing. But, you know, we're quickly moving into the yellow tier across the Bay and, you know, Santa Cruz and whatever. So, I mean, I'm excited about the opening. I feel like it's been a long time coming. Obviously, we're not all the way back to normal yet because in Cali, you know, through June 15th, we still have to wear masks, even though, you know, merchant spots like Trader Joe's, Target, Starbucks, Home Depot, all of them are basically in other regions basically saying you don't have to wear a mask inside if you're vaccinated. But, you know, there's some things about this pandemic that we've gone through and we've adhered to that I don't want to lose, Biz, like moving forward. I've, you know, as much as we complain about wearing masks and whatever, there have been some positive things that we've kind of learned from as we've gone through this whole thing.
Nah, I mean, Sonogy, I mean, you're not wrong there. I'll certainly say... The pandemic has brought about a lot of different changes throughout the world, right? You know, one being, I think, to me most important, is people washing their fucking hands.
Right.
It's so disgusting to me how people could literally go into the restroom, use the facilities, relieve themselves, whether it be urine, whether it be waste, whatever, and just... casually walk right out the goddamn door. So you've been put on notice, okay? This pandemic has made all of you at least consider not being a nasty fuck. Let's do our best to not go back there.
Harsh.
You know what I really enjoy about what you just said there, Biz? You know, before you would say to someone, ugh.
Yeah.
If you like gave some dap or shook their hand and they had just come out the bathroom, they had a little dampness on their hand. They felt a little wet. I almost feel like I should just thank those people moving forward.
Right.
Being like, you know what? At least you wash your joints. You know what I'm saying?
Better so, that way you know, than bone dry.
Yeah. It's a little mist on here. Yeah. But you get that dry handshake when you walk out the bathroom and it just feel a little... Yeah, a little worse
straight
for wear
penis.
After that. Like, you
straight,
just need to go home and shower at this point.
Straight penis on your hand.
Ugh.
Yeah, washing hands is a major one. I feel like possibly I don't want to stop wearing masks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm an allergy sufferer, and a lot of us have, you know, found that wearing a mask has protected us from pollen and the different things that activate our allergies. I know a lot of people who have been working from home seem to have found... you know, a regeneration in their passion for their work. You know, fighting that commute every morning and back to the house, you know, afterward doesn't really make for a great family member, whether it's a mother, father, brother, sister, whatever. And they are getting more work done specifically for our company. Like, you know, salespeople have been like, man, I'm in a great mood in the morning. I get up in my PJs. I got my coffee, you know, and they feel more productive, really.
Man, you know. Go ahead, DC.
I mean, without folks having to sit in traffic and things like that, plus, I mean, with a lot of people who work in sales and things like that, I know their biggest thing has been they usually have to drive into the office just to be able to drive to the next location and the next location and the one after that. And they like, if I could just leave my house and go to 1, 2, and 3, I'm way more productive than having to come over there for no damn reason other than to check in with y'all for 5 minutes.
Right, right. And as long as you're being productive, man, this pandemic has showed us all that any and every job can find a way for you to work remotely. Well, we need you to come into the office. You have to come into the office. Man, miss me with all of that, bro. If you wasn't frontlining during this whole pandemic, your job could be done from any damn where.
Here's another thing. Get the fuck up off me. Right. So when you're out shopping or even just walking, I feel like personal space has been much more highly respected simply because y'all think we got the COVID. We're looking at each other like, you know, you got that shit or whatever. And so we don't even risk it. And even though we're masked up in the stores, we still distance a little bit. Obviously, retailers have assisted us with the little stickers on the floor and whatever, like stand here, stand there. Let's not lose those because I feel like especially in the grocery store, folks just want to breathe your same air. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be looking back at people like, do you want a piggyback ride? Or do I know you? Do you want to have a conversation? It's like they're so close. And I feel like it's just an invasion of privacy. I've always felt that way. I've never appreciated people being on top of me in any line. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, I need that distance still just to make me feel comfortable. It's like you inch up, they inch up. You inch up, they inch up. I'm like, what kind of game are we playing?
I feel you, especially with the stickers on the floor. I implore all grocery stores, Ross superstores, Targets, etc. Go ahead and keep them stickers on the floor, just so if you know, if for instance somebody is a little bit too close, I can just look back and just point at the sticker.
Right,
like, you know where you're supposed to be standing, sir.
Right,
sir, madam, you know where you're supposed to get go. Get
back up off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like 6 feet of distance, socially distancing is certainly something that has been a godsend, especially from those folks who be walking around with funky ass breath. But you know, Asana G, there's a lot of things that we can keep from this pandemic that'll certainly help us moving forward. You know, I think that people just need to honestly stay considerate. Mm-hmm. You know, as they continue to move in public with other people, because, you know, this pandemic has certainly made you think about, oh, am I doing this? Am I here? Am I air? You know, keep that same at least consideration when you move throughout the world and just, you know, try to be better, man. Again, especially you people with halitosis.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that we need to go ahead and keep a hold of. But we'll see what lasts and what doesn't. You know, I do feel like there's going to be a good, at least, population of people that are going to keep wearing the mask. Mm-hmm. I know I'm probably going to be in there for a while, maybe even through the holidays this year. Speaking of which, the holidays coming up as we inch closer, because it's going to be here before you know it. Kids getting ready to get out of school. And this has nothing to do with what I'm about to say, but I was trying to find a way to get into it. Mm-hmm. What's going on with those A's there, DC?
Well, what's happening with these A's is at this point they're looking for a home moving forward, because I try to maybe not necessarily go into the minutia of things while we're talking on the radio, but I feel like
big word.
I got a little bit of an opportunity to do that here. I don't know if y'all have ever been inside like the bottom of the Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah,
like in the real kind of back crevices of the joints. There's sewage that leaks sometimes into the dugouts and like the bottom of this arena. This arena is not.
It ain't it, Chief.
It's not fit for
anybody.
Especially these. I mean, we're talking about major league level talent.
Right.
They shouldn't have to be subjugated to being in a space that is nasty and older. And I understand that the city's like, well, we put money into the Coliseum back in. Yeah, you did that for the Raiders, and you built Mount Davis, which really didn't help the A's.
Nope.
It more so hurt them than anything else. All they're asking for is for a space to be able to build. They're putting money towards it. They're asking for some localized funds, but those localized funds are also going to end up employing folks, are going to end up building on two separate locations, the Coliseum site and whatever other site they go to, supposedly housing, retail, and some other shit, plus keeping one of the hearts of the city, the Oakland Athletics, has been here for so long, right there in the city. I think they need to get through this red tape, this BS red tape through the city, because right now you got the A's going to Vegas. They're also looking at five other locations that they could possibly relocate to that are going to help them, you know, financially, land, and otherwise, to be able to create a stadium wherever they go.
I mean, I hope for Libby Schaff's sake that the A's stay in Oakland. I'm going to say that.
Me too.
I mean, no matter. She and her last, she could only be mayor for a couple more years anyway. She can't even run again after this.
I mean, that is true, but also.
She's just going to look crazy.
Hey, I mean, yeah. And also, we done already had protesters walk up on your lawn, Libby, okay? you might want to go ahead and do everything you can to make sure you don't have them coming back. Because Tana G, DC, you remember, we talked to her right after the Oakland Raiders announced that they were moving to Las Vegas. Yeah. And she sat here and explained with great detail and just a whole bunch of truth how she was getting, you know, reaction to that. People were pissed off, literally cussing the woman out in the streets. So she sat here with full And bro, with full confidence, we're going to do all we can, Oakland, to make sure that the A's stay in Oakland. We already know the Warriors are leaving, but we're going to make sure the A's stay rooted. Then sat up here, built big-ass murals all downtown, got a stomper on almost every corner, right. You feel me, between downtown Oakland and North Oakland. But yet, the team is still being disrespected and having to play in the oldest fucking stadium in the MLB. The same way the Raiders had to play in the oldest stadium in the NFL. Get it done or they're out. I've had a conversation with sources, maybe close to the team that said, yo, it's out of our hands. The MLB said, look, Oakland, either you get this thing done or we're taking the team out of there. So y'all might want to just go ahead and agree to just pay the team or pay to get the team in a good new facility, or else you're going to lose the last sporting team that Oakland has. We're going to just be sitting up at Oakland Roots games, D.C. That's all we're going to have is the Roots and Marshawn's Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Marshawn invested in the Roots, too. So Marshawn's Roots and Marshawn's Panthers. We're going to go to Marshawn games.
That's it.
So it's boiling down to decision making, right? Mm-hmm. And then that's obviously boiling down to a parting ways with money or lacking being able to find, I guess, the correct funds to make it officially happen. Mm. But, Libby doesn't give a shit, honestly, I don't think, as far as, I don't think does. She's worried about what she's got to accomplish while she's in her last couple of years of office,
right,
and getting out without more people saying, fuck you, bitch, on the road. Does it really involve the Oakland Athletics? I mean, you ask me, if I'm flying out to somewhere to look at sites, I'm seriously considering leaving.
Right.
So, again, it really, the major loss comes to the fans. And they're still going to be the A's. They'll just be the Las Vegas A's, just like the Oakland Raiders are now the Las Vegas Raiders. And, D.C., I don't know, man. We've been pulling for you to get in office. I don't think we did it quick enough. You know what I'm saying? We were trying to get you in there because I think some serious, I don't know what's happening. You tell me. You said earlier when we were talking on the show that, decisions aren't being made that benefit, us keeping the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what it really is. I mean, the city is not acting in a way that makes the team feel like they want them to be there. So the team is exploring other options. So, it's really going to come down to the city council and also the mayor just to look at budget and try to figure out how to do things and push things through. They push a whole bunch of other stuff through that we don't want. So I don't see why, they can't go ahead and make this happen. But hopefully they do, because like you said, Sana, the major losses to the fans, but also
absolutely
the major losses to the economy overall.
Right.
Too. Because there's a lot of people who are employed by the stadium and the team. There are a lot of people who make money from they spend a lot of money marketing with local marketing firms and advertising with local companies and a bunch of things like that. So it's. Somebody said the A's don't seem to be rooted in Oakland if they're trying to leave. And I said, well, the difference is that the spirit of the A's is definitely rooted in Oakland. But the Oakland Athletics is a business. And just like if we didn't do what we had to do to keep companies like Clorox, which is headquartered in Oakland, they would leave too.
Right.
We just had to do what we had to do for Blue Cross, who just built their downtown headquarters in Oakland. There are a lot of people who we have to do for as a city to be able to keep that business in the city. So if you want to have the business leave, that means that the people who benefit from the business are going to miss out as well. So, it's something to think about.
Yeah, they might want to get it together.
We're in a really transitional time. Have y'all sat back and thought about, for our generation, like how many things we've seen happen? There's been wars and stuff that our elders can talk about and whatever, but I feel like here in the Bay with the pandemic and losing squads and just the way things have changed for us culturally, it's been quite a ride, man. It's been crazy, and I'm glad that we're all here to speak on it, and we're able to tell people, what transpired and what we saw happen, what could have been done better, whatever, and hopefully, educate folks and our young ones, like my daughter or whatever, as we move forward. But boy, it's been a lot. It's been so much. It's so crazy.
And a lot of it shenanigans, but, hey, like you said, son, at least we'll have a good story to tell.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, and outside of Oakland, just talking about Bay Area in general, I mean, you got to hold on to those gems that we know have been constants, right? You know, the Bay Bridge is going to be backed up in the morning. You know,
and that
for a
rate
fact,
is going to keep going up.
Right, right. You know, rent going to keep rising. You know, right, for a fact that Ike sandwiches smack. And you also know that Stephen Curry is going to continue to do his due diligence on the basketball court, whether he's playing in Oakland or San Francisco. So, you know, hold on to those little small nuggets of happiness there, Bay Area, because you never know what's next to come.
You really don't. But let's get a score prediction, because we're doing this before they see the Lakers in this play-in tournament tonight in L.A. So what is it? How many threes is Curry going to hit tonight?
I don't know. I'm hoping Wardell walks out of there with a minimum of 45 points today.
I heard that. You know, I'm gonna say he hits 11. Go for 11, Steph. You feel me? That'd be a nice little, you know, 33 points right there. Get yourself to the line a few times. He can hit that 45 real quick. But all I'm saying is beat LeBron. Just beat LeBron.
Dang.
Come on.
I want him to beat him too, but you know, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a powerhouse game tonight. Yes. You know what I'm saying? For all the fans out there, if you're locked in, and don't forget to rock with us every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. in the Bay Area. You can listen right here on this free iHeart Radio app. We'll holla.